All right, everybody, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, here with the lovely Daniel Garza, my co-host.
Hi.
And we got another fun movie for you guys today. Are we doing predictions or no? No, right?
No.
Okay. So we're going to get right into this review. And we watched the Apple Plus or Apple TV film Causeway starring Jennifer Lawrence.
All right. You want me to read that logline?
Yes.
Did you just say that?
No, you're just like, that was so delayed.
Sorry. Anyway, okay.
Daniel's sick, guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sick.
He has a sickness inside him. He's crawled up in him and it's died.
Oh, my
God. He's just super gross.
Okay. A U.S. soldier suffers a traumatic brain injury while fighting in Afghanistan and struggles to adjust to life back home.
Wow. That's the logline? That's the whole thing?
Yep.
Interesting. Well, I must say, after watching 31 Halloween movies.
Yeah.
And watching Black Adam, this movie was a breath of fresh air.
It really was, yeah.
Should we kind of like describe the plot, you think?
Yeah, we can. So guys, pretty much in this movie, it's J-Law, who, I mean, well, this is actually...
You love her.
Yeah, this is an A24 film. First of all, that's probably why it's so good.
Mm-hmm. That's why we liked it.
Exactly, that's why we chose
it. We just have a bias. Well, they have a deal with Apple, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've had a few things come out through Apple TV.
Oh, okay, cool. So this whole movie is pretty much Jennifer Lawrence coming back from the war, and you find out why she was discharged. It was like a medical discharge because
she got
of
blown up.
Yeah, her convoy got blown
That's
up.
That's how they say it in the movie.
And so she like you don't really find that out until later, but you like. You see her struggling to kind of make something of herself back at home in Louisiana, and it's
sad. Her
brain
doesn't function properly.
Yeah, she like has these emotion like kind of spurts of just her brain kind of almost like malfunctioning, and
like her motor skills, her fine motor skills are shaky at best.
Yeah. So it to me it was more of like she meets. So she like is going to get a job. Her car breaks down.
She becomes a pool cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh, you
she takes her,
yeah,
truck
her
to
truck breaks down.
The mechanic, and then she kind of becomes like this unlikely friend with the mechanic, and you see this like real true friendship start to develop between these two, and it's like kind of
it's so sweet.
Yeah, like it's so sweet. You start to explore trauma. And
through both of their lives.
Yeah.
Because they both have different, you know, civilian trauma versus military trauma.
Mm-hmm.
There's both.
And then there's like ways for you to kind of like, I guess, explore the like avenues of escape. Like, so Jennifer Lawrence, her whole goal throughout this movie is she wants to go back to deployment. And everybody around her is like, that's ridiculous. Like,
psychopath. Your brain don't work.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, but that's kind of her goal. She doesn't want to go back to just normal everyday living, and you find out later is because she feels trapped. So this whole like message of trying to escape, I guess, anchored deep in this movie. And it's just kind of a good slice of life that you're exploring these emotions through these characters.
Mm-hmm. It's a really like well realized world. Like, it feels super realistic.
Yeah, for sure.
Like if you went and visited, you could run into these people almost, is what it feels like.
Yeah. It's based in reality.
Honestly, kind of going off of what you were just saying about the, as like your reveal, like the movie reveals the trauma over time.
Yeah.
Is the movie almost feels like it has layers, almost like a triple layered cake or whatever you want to, however you want to do the analogy. And you get like that surface level, but pretty much every scene reveals another layer of experience that these characters have been through. Like, you find out, oh, she was hurt in the military, or you find out about how her mom is. You find out more about the mom's personality and some of her flaws. And it just keeps revealing like layer after layer. And it doesn't feel like, oh, here's another trauma or I guess some people would call it trauma porn. Those yeah. movies that are just constantly like horrible things happening to the main characters.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not like that. This is after the trauma. This is like the healing from trauma.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just appreciate the like tenderness they took in unraveling the plot, because there is a bit of a mystery to it, to finding out everything that's gone on in their lives. I don't know. And then once you learn like more context about certain situations and conversations, everything just wraps up so nicely.
I think through the process of both of the characters growing, that like you see the healing process, kind of like what you said, and then it's like it almost gives a not a happy ending, but a hopeful ending of like
it's a satisfying ending.
Yeah, like we all have the trauma in our lives, but we also like, you know, we're going to come back from it and strive to be like greater than our trauma, pretty much. And you see that
like life goes on.
Yeah, pretty much. And you see her repair her friendship because they did have like kind of a falling out with the with her mechanic friend. His name is what is up, James? Honestly. Yeah, she does kind of play with his heart a little
actor,
bit.
The actor, what's his name? He's really good.
Yeah, I do like him. Let me look it up.
He was fantastic. I want to be his friend. I would hang out with him.
His name is Brian Tyree Henry, and his character name is James.
He's good. He's probably one of the better actors in the, well, there's not that many.
Yeah, he's actors, in a couple of good movies. I mean, he's in Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm. He's usually more funny, right?
I think so, yeah. Well, I mean, these movies right here, he plays a lot of like voice actors, but he was in If Beale Street Could Talk and then Widows, and then
oh, that's serious.
Hotel yeah, Artemis.
Here's the thing, too, is after watching, this feels like a comeback movie to me for Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Just because she had the stinky X-Men movies and then all these other, I don't know, she became like so big and was doing all these bigger movies. And even like over the top dramatic movies like Mother, where it's like this really intense acting, it was nice to see her do something subtle and small and character driven again.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
It kind of gave me like the Silver
Her production company did this too.
Silver Linings Playbook vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like a back to basics, I feel like. Mm-hmm.
But this movie also was filmed in 2019 and didn't get released until now.
Wow.
Which is kind of interesting.
That's crazy. Okay. So this isn't her first movie back from having a baby.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, it's good, though. I hope she keeps picking some of these smaller roles for a little bit. All right. So who do you recommend this movie to?
Honestly, I think this is a good, like, wanting to dive deep into an emotion type movie that, like, anybody who wants to do that for movies, you know, go ahead and watch this. I watched this with Rebecca and she even liked it a lot. So if Rebecca likes it, then
I think it's
most people will like it.
Yeah, I think it's a crowd pleaser. I mean, it's not your typical drama film. Obviously, it's a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
But it's also not overbearingly sad either. Like, there's so much hopefulness throughout it. It's not like, like, for example, Manchester by the Sea. It kind of reminds me of that, but not as traumatizingly sad at the end.
Yeah, I still haven't even seen that movie. I own it, still haven't seen it.
Really? Yeah. I love that movie. Highly recommend Manchester by the Sea. But I'm not even that big of a J-Law fan, but I liked her in this.
Yeah, she was good.
Do you want to do a recommendation?
Yeah, let's.
You want to recommend something to the people?
The folks. I don't really have one.
You don't have one? I have one. I've been watching the Nexium documentary called The Vow on HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
It's intense and it's long. It's not probably too long, honestly. But they have all this footage from inside the cult because one of the guys that got out was a documentary filmmaker. Mm. And so you get to see up close the leader of this cult talking about all this crazy crap, honestly. And even like Allison Mack, she was in Smallville. She was pretty much the co-leader of the cult.
Yeah.
There's like footage of her interacting as the leader of this group. And it's terrifying. And they do a good job of showing the real people affected by these kinds of organizations. Because usually in these documentaries, you don't see that.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, oh, this is crazy. All this happened a long time ago. This happened like last year, you know? So if you're in the mood for that, season one and two are both streaming on HBO Max.
Nice.
It's called The Vow. Yeah. Crazy stuff, though.
Cool. I don't know if I have any recommendations. I think I just saw Smile.
Oh, okay.
After I just vowed to take a break from horror movies, I went to go see Smile with my brother.
You dove right back in.
Yeah, it was honestly, it was traumatizing. I'm not going to lie. Like, it was a pretty scary movie.
Oh, that's good. I want to watch it now.
So, that one, cool. I would actually give that one probably about a 7 out of 10. But it was just, it was scary. Okay, guys, that is the episode for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Go check out Causeway. And go check out some of the other things that we recommended. But we are so glad that you are here. We're so glad to be back. And next week we will be talking. Oh, wait. No, next week is our noir film, huh?
I'm a big fan of this genre known as noir. Daniel, you kind of like it, right? You're kind of into it?
Yeah.
And so every November, there's a group of people that do something called Noir-vember. I didn't invent this, but they try to watch a ton of these films. And so we're going to do our little participation, and we're going to watch maybe two or three. We haven't decided what we're going to watch yet. Maybe I'll post on the Instagram if you're interested in watching them ahead of time. But these will be a little bit older films, most likely. But
yep.
Also, follow us on Instagram. Follow us on our personal accounts as well.
We need the followers.
And don't forget to like the podcast, follow the podcast, download whatever you got to do, but share it with friends too, because that helps a lot. We are still growing, and we do appreciate everything that you guys have been doing for us.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week, and we can't wait.
That's a clean slate.